This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. Our starters are going to play. Everyone's going to play.
What's the value of that?
Well, last week, and really all through camp, I've been pretty consistent with the thought of reps are the most important thing to get him up to speed. Our plan right now is the guys that sat out last week, they will be playing this week.
Everybody's going to play this week, but how long will the Bears starters play on Sunday Night Football in their second preseason game, which is against the Buffalo Bills? We will at least attempt to ask that question. At least a reporter from the Bears pool did ask the question. We'll get to that here in a second. But we are broadcasting live from Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs-Pirates here at Wrigley Field. Pregame begins at 12:45. It is all in support of Joel Gott Wines 815 Day. While you're here, stop by the Joel Gott Wines tent. You must be 21 years or older. Joel Gott Wines is the official wine partner of the Chicago Cubs. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show, again, live out here from Gallagher Way. I am Mark Grody as we get set to talk a little bit of Bears. Also, I could tell you, we have just been told as well that coming up a little bit later on, we are going to hear from Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA, going in-depth in the Cubs locker room in regards to the slump that he has had ongoing. So we will play that audio for you right around 12:45 as we get set for the Cubs and the Pirates.
Well, it's going to be 12:25, but yeah, close enough.
Oh, did I say 12:45?
Yeah, because
Cubs pregame will be at 12:45 with Judson Richards doing the pre and post today for the Chicago Cubs. Zach Zabeman on the play-by-play mic, and our guy Ron Coomer, as always, doing the analyzing of this Cubs game. Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, speaking out at Halas Hall today. And as I just teased, we know the starters are playing. That's cool. We're glad you were really transparent about that. Let's find out right now from Ben Johnson if he is going to be transparent about how long we will see Caleb Williams and the starters play.
Ben, how long will starters play on Sunday?
To be determined. We'll see how the day goes.
TBD. Are you surprised that he gave that answer?
I'm surprised he didn't say TBA to be announced.
Yeah, like in an hour from now?
Yeah,
or?
I think he's going to tell us after the game how long they played and why they played that long. Does he speak between now and then?
No, there'll be no speak.
So there
you go. This is where he could say whatever he wants and then go practice, and then he doesn't have to say another word until post-game on Sunday.
And that's my point. If you want to know how long we think the starter should play, well, you just stick around because we've got this whole segment called Five on it, and that is one of our questions, actually. But I'll say this. Ben Johnson speaking, it is – for me, the most highly anticipated practice of this entire era between now and the regular season. This is it right here. A joint practice with a Super Bowl contender in the Buffalo Bills. You get to see what your guys can do against Josh Allen, the reigning MVP. And I tell you, Grody, people think I'm crazy, but I have a lot more faith in Ben Johnson getting this offense to do offensive things than I do right now in the defense being as good as they need the defense to be.
What in the wild world of Chicago offenses over the last decade would lead you to that conclusion? Even based on what you saw last year, based on what you've seen in Bears training camp, Marshall Harris has been there. I've seen Marshall Harris out there. What in the world would give you the confidence to proclaim that on our 50,000-watt radio station known as 670 The Score?
It's pretty simple. It's an allocation of resources and Ben Johnson and the idea that Caleb Williams has been overwhelmed by throwing everything in the kitchen sink at him. And now that will be pared down once the regular season starts. And I figure that one way or another, Ben Johnson will have the cheat sheet out. And he'll have other ways for the offense to run besides Caleb Williams needs to be at an MVP level. That's what he gets paid to do. That's what they will do.
But, well, I've said it. Like the Cubs or the Bears are in the best position they've been in the last 20 years to develop a young quarterback because of the coach that they have with the resume that he has. Do we know if he can do this? No, we don't know if he can do this. What I know is what has been right in front of us. A whatever you want to call it year last year, a stunted year because of the coaching staff, stunted because, you know, he's just not, Caleb Williams was not good enough at times last year. Not a bad rookie year. If you look at the numbers, it was actually a pretty good year. But we still haven't seen from Ben Johnson's offense, I'll just generalize it, even if we don't want to Caleb Williams it, you just haven't seen the successive days of goodness. Successive plays have been hard to come by. That's why at this point, if we're asking the question about which side of the ball is going to be better for the Bears relative to their position, offense or defense, I don't want to say defense, but I have to say defense. And I do think that some of the things that Dennis Allen wants to do in tightening up this defense are pretty good. So and with the additions. And get, by the way, Shamar Turner, if you didn't hear, back out on the practice field today, which is just awesome. So that's the way I see it. Until I see it, Marshall, I'm going to be very skeptical.
Okay, I haven't seen it from the defense either. I just want to point that out as we go. And,
well,
and on top of that, let me double down.
Defense has had a couple of really nice days, actually.
Okay, well, yeah. Let me double down going up against that offense, by the way, which we just talked about how they weren't good. So let me double down and say this. Last year, Caleb Williams was the gifted student stuck in a remedial class.
I'm all for
and
that.
And so what happens when you have that is you've got the math class, right, where the kid's not out here doing the fundamental things and how the teacher wants you to do it to show your work and do all the things. He's just doing the math in his head. That's what Caleb Williams was left doing last year. Now Ben Johnson's like, hey, I'm glad you can do this in your head, but I need you to show your work. And so right now they're working on getting Caleb Williams being able to show his work with each math problem, each play that is called. And it's taking him some time to do it the way Ben Johnson wants him to do it. But no one's doubting that the special, as they call it, is still in there. It's just a matter of can you do it from a fundamental standpoint? And Ben Johnson's bringing him along at the pace he can to say, okay, yes, you can still do that, but we need you to be able to do this, that, and the third. And right now, I think they're on the third. And so once the regular season starts and the real playbook comes out, I think he's going to be zipping and whipping that thing around and getting rid of the ball in a hurry. And I think that's why the offense is in better hands than the defense, because I still don't know who's getting to the quarterback on defense. And I still don't know who the starting cornerbacks are going to be. I don't know if Kyler Gordon's going to be out there week one. I don't know if Jalen Johnson's definitely going to be out there and in game shape week one. Do you?
Oh, you didn't hear about Austin Booker getting to the quarterback double-digit times this year?
I heard about that last year,
You
too.
Haven't been hearing about that?
I heard that last preseason as well.
Hey, I'm the one who asked the question in the press conference after the game last week. Hey, Austin, know that this is a day to be celebrated, but you did that last year too, and then you didn't really do much during the regular season, so I hear you, and you're right. little bit of blind faith when it comes to Dennis Allen right now. And maybe, since we use the word revert when it comes to the Cubs, will Montez Sweat revert back to what he once was? Or
What was he once?
Yes, what was he?
How many years of double-digit sacks does Montez Sweat have?
That would be 1 year.
Okay,
that, But I do allow for that. That was an ascending player who got to a point where I think he set a new bar. You believe in the new bar, or do you not believe in the new bar? You don't like, you like the old bar with your weightlifting that you do, and your the squats and the whatnot.
Not
you like the old
squats.
Bar.
Can't do any squats.
Will you
right
ever
now.
Do another squat again, by
of
the way?
Of course I will. What are you talking about?
What is the matter with you? You listen, Anthony Herron.
Have you ever heard of an air squat?
You've been told, though.
Have you ever heard of an air squat?
No, we're without the weights.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
You've got to be able to stay in shape,
No. I agree with that, but not with the weights. Isn't that what Big Ant was telling you?
I'll probably revert to thrusters until I'm well enough to do full squats.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, let's talk more Bears here. We'll deal with that later.
At another time.
He's Marshall Harris. I'm Mark Rohde. It's Raheemy and Harris on the score. We are live from Gallagher Way. It is festive, as it always is, on these Wrigley Field grounds. Behind us is Wrigley Field. We are within feet of Wrigley Field, where the Cubs will play baseball. 12:45 today, Judson Richards will have your pregame show. Let's go to Ben Johnson on the other hot topic. Got to ask him every time he's up there, what in the world is going on with the left tackle competition?
Yeah, hopefully some clarity. That's what we're looking for. You know, this thing's going on now 3.5 weeks. And, you know, I said, and I'll say it again, we'll go as long as we need to go to find the right guy. But we'd like to see someone go ahead and make it clear to us that he is that guy. And we just haven't seen that yet as a staff. There's been too much up and down. And so, you know, today's practice will be a huge thing, and so will Sunday's game in terms of getting some clarity there on that. We'd love to go ahead and solidify that spot and move forward from there. And it might be one of those things where when we make that decision, it's not final for the season. It could be we have to reassess after a couple of weeks of the season, or by the bye week, we might have to reassess. So it might be something that goes on. Wouldn't be ideal, but you know, that's the name of the league. So
Ozzie specifically, what is your focus area of improvement with him?
It's really play speed. There are times where the feet have gotten a little bit slow at times, both in the run game and in pass pro. So the mental of just speeding up, ball snap, let's go ahead and get in a good physical position here to block the man in front of me. It's been a little bit of up and down.
With you considering, you know, potentially continuing this evaluation through the bye week or up to the bye week, would you consider like a left tackle rotation mid games, or would you rather have a guy play one game?
We would not like to go that route. No, we want to go into a game saying this is our five guys. Those guys get the reps over the course of the week, and we'll go out and execute the game plan that way. But you know, until somebody just clearly makes it known that this is their job, we have to let this thing play out.
All right, really interesting stuff right there from Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, because this left tackle competition, I'm not even ready to say that it's going badly. It is going differently than they had anticipated. And at this moment, I don't know that different is bad. I said it yesterday, and I'm standing by it. I like that the Bears are allowing this to be an actual open competition for the left tackle, because so many times there is the guy that they have the bias towards. And they might have the bias towards Ozzie Triplolo, but clearly they have decided it's not there yet for him. So I think good on the Bears to not panic, to allow this to play out in real time in a genuine way. Would I like them to have more clarity at this point? Of course I would like them to have more clarity at this point. But I'm all for being around a lot of Bears offensive line. I am all for doing what you have to do to get this right.
So it may be good on the Bears, but it's certainly poor on the highly thought of, highly drafted prospects and picks who have not been able to grab this by the horns and run off with it. I think the message here is that none of you guys have been good enough, because let me tell you something. He's talking about taking their time, as much time as possible, because there's been too much inconsistency. And when I heard that, that means no one's been consistent enough. And when you're taken in the second round or the third round, you expect a certain level of consistency. And that's been the issue for Ben Johnson right now. How else do you think Theo Benedet backdoored his way into this competition? It wasn't because Theo Benedet all of a sudden became an all-world player that everybody else forgot to draft. Right. It's because everybody else was not good enough. The guys that you had said, hey, we do want you to win this job, but we're not going to give it to you. You are entitled to nothing. Earn it in camp. They have earned nothing.
You know what Theo Benedet's reaction was to being put in in the competition for left tackle? Is probably, what are you talking? It was like the Braxton Jones's rookie year. He admitted to us that he was surprised.
Like, he's a fifth-round pick.
I know.
He's not even an undrafted guy. At least he got picked.
And you had a young Tevin Jenkins on that roster that everybody thought was going to become the Charles Leno and be the left tackle and everything would be good, but I'm not going to stay in that space too long. But that, I mean, Ryan Poles is the consistent piece to that, surprise parties at that position. I was a little surprised, too, that, well, I guess Ben Johnson had to say, when he was asked the question about could there be fluidity even once you have your five guys? Could there be augmentations or changes based on how they're playing? And he said, no, once you got your five guys in, you got your five guys in. I don't think that's the way it's going to go down. I think Braxton Jones will be the starting left tackle, but the second he falters, Ozzie Triplolo is going to get inserted in at that left tackle spot.
I'm looking at it differently. It's not the second that Braxton Jones falters necessarily. It's the second they feel like Ozzie Triplolo is actually ready.
Or that.
They dump him into the spot.
Require Braxton Jones not playing, because if he's playing well, then you don't just force in a guy in Caleb Williams' second year.
I think a lot of times we put way too much stock in the game and not enough in what these coaches see every day in practice. Listen, if Dan Rochard tells him, hey, Braxton Jones has been able to hold it down, but Ozzie Triplolo is doing a better job every day in practice, he's ready, I think they're going to put him in that spot. The other thing is, it isn't fluid in terms of, no, we don't want in-game rotations, but he said somebody can lose the job. Somebody can lose the job midseason.
Yeah, well, one person who has lost the job and lost even his place in the competition is Karan Abagaji, and I don't want to just keep dwelling on that, but it is.
Don't worry, you won't have to dwell on it if he gets cut.
That's true, and that is certainly.
And that's a real possibility.
I haven't really narrowed down the numbers games at every position, but and obviously tackle is a position, offensive line is a position where more, in some terms, you need some quantity, even if you're sacrificing, supposed quality. But that is not out of the question.
And that's one of the reasons why we were told that we've seen Ozzie Tripillo now working with the right side because he's going to start off at least as a swing tackle.
It seems that way. Nothing's been announced, but it sure feels that way. I do know this. This is the Raheem and Harris show.
Yes.
We're live from Gallagher Way. Isn't it nice out here?
It is nice.
Look at the people playing.
I feel like
bags.
It's gotten a little bit cooler also.
It has. Just a little bit. But you don't want it too cool. It's a hot day in the city of Chicago with the air show going on, a joint practice at Hallis Hall. You got the UFC at the United Center. You got the Bears playing on Sunday night. And this, the Raheem and Harris Show, is live from Gallagher Way. I am Mark Grody on the score. We are here till 12:45. That is when the Cubs and Pirates will start right here at Wrigley. I believe that Chris Emma might have had a question for the head coach of the Chicago Bears, Ben Johnson.
Where does Theo fit into the tackle competition right now? And is that a three-man competition, a four-man competition at this point?
I think he's right in the middle of it. I've been very, very excited about Theo and what he's done, both on the right and the left side. So I don't think he's a guy. I know he's probably overlooked to start this competition, but the longer this thing's gone on, there's a strong argument for what he's put on tape.
So there you hear him talking about Theo Bennett and how he's kind of, as I said, backdoored his way into this competition. Reminder, Football Talk on the Score presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Again, Theo Bennett, he just went to work, did his job, and other guys weren't doing their job well enough to separate themselves from Theo Bennett. Think about that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Theo Bennett is, I hate to put it this way, he's a little bit of a prop right now. That's what Theo, and like I said, good for Theo Bennett. He's getting his name out there. He's an undrafted guy who was on the Bears practice squad last year. He should take this opportunity and run, but I'm afraid he is just a prop of motivation. Hey, man, you guys aren't going to take this job. The veteran, Braxton Jones, you're not going to take this damn starting left tackle job. Tripillo, you're coming in here as a second rounder. You don't want that? We're going to Benedet you. You have been Benedetted. We didn't want to have to bring out this prop, but congratulations. You, sir, have been Benedetted.
I will say this. You call him a prop. I call him Karan Amagaji's replacement on the actual roster if this keeps up.
That is a more realistic way to look at it. Tell you what. Why don't we go to Hallis Hall? This is awesome, man.
The music that got you.
Well, the music started.
Music playing us to break.
The people the townspeople have arrived. They are coming from all different sides of the ballpark.
It does have a town square feel to it.
And the things that we do on a 50,000 watt radio station, we broadcast from Wrigley Field, and then we take it on down the road to Hallis Hall, where the Bears are practicing with the Buffalo Bills right now. When we return, we're going to the hall. We're going to Lake Forest to bring in the Score's Chris Emma, who will be, I think, probably in progress with that practice going on, or maybe it'll be over. We will get the latest from Bears camp coming up next here on the Raheem and Harris Show. Mark Grody filling in for Layla Raheem on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's all happening. We are live at Gallagher Way getting ready for the Cubs and Pirates start of an 8-game homestand for the Chicago Cubs. Raheem and Harris Show. I am Mark Grody in for Layla Raheem today in the beautiful sunshine and the outdoors of Wrigleyville. This hour is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Tell you what, man, we were just talking about the Bears and our confidence in the offense and in the defense and the joint practice that is happening right now at Hallis Hall with the Buffalo Bills. It is ongoing. Let's go to Hallis Hall, home of the Chicago Bears. Joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Chris Emma of 670thescore.com. Download the Circa Sports app today. Emma, what up?
Guys, what's up? Happy Friday.
Same
Happy
to you,
Friday.
Buddy. Yes.
Here are the sidelines of practice. We are just underway. Team drill is going right now. I'm staring at the side in which the Bills offense is facing the Bears defense. Now they're breaking it up and I'm not sure what they're going into now, but 7-on-7 work was fun to see because you had Caleb Williams on one field, you had Josh Allen on the other, kind of going simultaneous, turning your head back and forth and getting all the action. There's going to be a lot to unpack today. This practice is just kind of beginning in earnest here, and a lot to watch today.
The comments you heard before practice started about left tackle, do you feel like there's going to be a decision made after this game, or is this going to linger even past this next week of practice and past the third preseason game?
This is going to linger for a bit, guys. You can hear Ben Johnson's kind of frustration at the way this thing has gone. He's asked, what are you looking for there? He said clarity. Like, they don't have clarity. It was a three-man competition before with Braxton Jones, Ozzie Trapillo, Kron Amagaji as well. Now Theo Benedict's out there. He was the first guy to work at left tackle with the starting offense. Your two-unit feature, Braxton Jones at left tackle with Ozzie Trapillo at right tackle. I asked Ben Johnson, like, what are you seeing out of Theo Benedict? He goes, this is a guy who's firmly in the mix. He's in the middle of this competition. And we talked about it yesterday, like, good for Theo Benedict, but also it's kind of sounding the alarm bells of where this entire thing has gone so far.
Do you really think Theo Benedict is in the mix?
I do. In the same way that a guy like a Noah Sewell's in the mix at linebacker, where he was not really in consideration before. You've seen some of these competitions unfold where guys who weren't valued by the previous staff are valued now. And Theo Benedict's somebody who's earned it. He's looked the part. When I watched him out there with the ones, like, he looks steady. He can pass pro. He's got an anchor that, frankly, he's just not consistently seen enough from Braxton Jones and from Ozzie Trapillo. Kron Amagaji kind of set himself back with the injury. They were looking for somebody to step up, and none of those three initial competitors are there. Now there's big old number 79 right in front of me. He's a big, tall figure, and he looks like he belongs so far. I'm not saying he's going to win this thing, but I think he's seriously in the mix here.
I mean, that's wild to me, because I was just saying that to Marshall that it feels like a prop to me. It feels like a... All right. I mean, these guys aren't showing us what we need to. We don't want to do this, but we're going to bring in Theo Benedict. And, you know, obviously, Kron Amagaji is long gone, as Marshall correctly brought up. That could be more of the replacement part for Amagaji than anything else. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm buying it, Emma, in terms of if he is an actual competitor for this job.
Girl, yeah, I get your point, but I would counter you by saying they've got Ozzie Trapillo working at right tackle now. They've had Braxton Jones of the twos. You saw Braxton Jones yesterday for a brief minute during a walkthrough period working in a right tackle, which I had not seen before. They're setting this thing up appropriately with all parties involved. This isn't just, let's get Theo some reps. Let's mix him in with this group. This is not somebody's off day. I mean, they're serious about this being a legit competition with him involved now in this mix, and they're obviously setting up the contingency plan, which is having... Oh, we got a fight going on the far field here now. We got to break this thing up.
Whoa.
Bears offense versus Bills defense. They got a little fruckus going right now.
Oh,
they are
breaking
this thing up. This is the first big one here. I've seen a large crew assembling on that field. So, some pushing and shoving earlier with Nashawn Wright along with Elijah Moore on the Bills side. There it is. Yes, we got some action going. So, you know how that's always the precursor for more. It might be an interesting day here today.
Oh, man. I know that it's impossible to sort through who the participants are. I can put myself in Emma's spot. It's very difficult initially to tell who the participants are in the fight.
Look at the tape.
And then, well, we don't exactly have the benefit of replay.
Yeah, I know. That was
out on field 3 and 4 at Hallis Hall. Mr. Harris.
How has Caleb Williams looked so far to you?
Let's go and hit a quick throw to Roma Dunze during a 7-on-7 drill. Misfired on another. So we're going to see more action. They've not gotten into the full grunt of teamwork yet. Started out with a 7-on action. So all the better sets of it in about an hour or so. I'm hearing more whistles now. I'm on the field with the Bills defense, or the Bills offense and Bears defense. And I think I might have picked the wrong field to do this segment because I'm just hearing a ton of whistles over there.
Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry. Bears training camp coverage, by the way, on the Score, presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Chris Emma giving us live play-by-play from Hallis Hall. Bears joint practice with the Buffalo Bills here on Raheemy and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla. And I want to know, Chris, really, when you look at the defense right now at the secondary, who are the Bears throwing out there against Josh Allen and company?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Kevin Byer got a pick, and it was a heck of a play. He went over Dalton Kincaid and kind of bossed him to pick off Josh Allen. Notable because he also picked off Tua Tagovailoa last week. He's been a strength of this secondary and really a foundational piece in terms of a veteran who brings consistency. But they're mixing and matching right now. They're trying to figure that one out. Kyler Gordon is week to week with a hamstring injury. We know Jalen Johnson remains on the NFI list with that leg injury. They're trying to see what they got out there. Nashawn Wright had a pick earlier, which seemed to be called back by an apparent pass interference penalty. But good to see him get one on 17 for the Bills. And you've seen them mix it up with Nick McCloud in as kind of your backup nickel. We know that Kyler Gordon will be that starter when he's healthy, and they seem to be indicating that he will be ready to go in a couple weeks and certainly ahead of week one. But they are mixing and matching with this secondary, trying to figure out the right combinations and, in turn, evaluating their depth.
All right. We're talking to Chris Emma, who's out at Halas Hall watching right now. This is happening right real time, ladies and gentlemen. A Bears joint practice going on with the Buffalo Bills on the far fields at Halas Hall today. So they're in, are they in 11-11 right now? Is that where the fight broke out, Emma? Have they switched to that? Because I know you said it was just position drills at first.
It is 7-on-7 on that field now. I've got the offensive lineman right in front of me, the Bears, Bears on Bears, Grody, and they are working here off to the side. I think they will go into back into 11-on-11 action pretty soon.
Okay. It's a Bears-on-Bears situation. Just be ready for anything during this report. I mean, anything could happen. Emma, as far as the Bears are looking right now at on defense, got the news today that Shamar Turner is back out there. Were you surprised by that? I was surprised to see that today.
Yeah, and he's got to play catch-up. You know, you got really some interesting depth on the defensive line. Some guys are fighting for roster spots. Turner certainly will be good to go making that 53, as you can imagine. A guy picked that highly. But he's got to play catch-up in terms of earning a role. You've got some guys who they've invested at the bottom of the roster. You got like a Jonathan Ford who came in last year. Chris Williams acquired by trade about a year ago right now. Some unheralded guys. Zach Pickens, who is fighting for a spot on the 53 period. I mean, he's got to show a lot more. So this has not been good enough for him thus far. And a guy like a Grady Jarrett, obviously, is a veteran coming in, is just a tone setter for a young group. This is the lead to follow. This is what you got to do every day. It's great to have somebody who's like that, that can inspire those guys and show them how you work during these practices. But you've got some young guys who are really fighting for it. And Turner, in a different respect, is trying to earn a place in Dennis Allen's defensive vision.
Is there someone, Chris, that you're really keeping an eye on both today and Sunday outside of the guys we've already talked about that intrigues you?
I mean, I'm on Kyle Benungi watch. And like we've talked a lot about him since he was picked in the seventh round. And it's all talk about the upside and what he could be and what you saw at Rutgers or what may have flashed on tape from his college days. You want to see it now in game level in the NFL, and you want to see him have those plays. You saw it on Sunday, 6 carries, 30 yards. He looked the part. He looked comfortable. He's flashed a bit here in practice, and it's clear now with Roshon Johnson still dealing with an injury that there's an opening at running back. They are trying to figure out the same way they're trying to assess that left tackle competition. They're looking for whatever they can to round off that depth chart at running back. I would not be surprised if that's a spot where when you're going through the waiver claim circuit that you're looking for veteran backs who can fit into that mix. But they want to give these guys a shot right now, and Kyle Manungi is at the top of the list. So I want to see him look continuously comfortable, getting those chunk plays and showing what he can be at this level. There's a lot to like. He seems like he's got a terrific head on his shoulders. He's willing to work. He comes from a great background. You want to see it now. You want to see everything you've heard since he was selected seventh round in April to now proving it out there on the field. And so far the signs are good. Now you want to see him really take off from there.
Yeah, and I'm sure that he'll get a good chunk of time in the second half on Sunday night against the Buffalo Bills. As we talk to Chris Emma, live from Hallis Hall, Marshall Harris, and me, Mark Grody, we are live here in Wrigleyville at Gallagher Way, getting ready for the Cubs and Pirates. I'm in for Layla Rahimi today. We will be back all together, the three of us, on Monday, breaking down that Bears Sunday night game as well. A great question came up earlier that Marshall had, Emma, and we kind of debated a little bit. Marshall thinks that the offense is going to be the best unit when we talk about offense and defense. He says the offense is going to be better than the Bears' defense this year. And Marshall, you could clear it up if I'm not posing this
correctly. I have more confidence in Ben Johnson to wrangle this offense into regular season shape than I do the defense to prove that they can get to the quarterback and do what needs to be done on defense. And the reason is because I think Ben Johnson is just paring things down after figuring out what Caleb Williams can and cannot do, and will have cheat codes to get them through the regular season until he is up to speed.
What you think?
Respectfully disagree, Marshall. I think this defense is going to be really good. I think this is going to be a strength for this team. They have embraced Dennis Allen's vision so far. The biggest difference I think you're going to see with the defense this year is a healthy Montez Sweat. And if he's able to get through 17 games or thereabouts and be the kind of player you saw 2 years ago, that changes this entire defense. He was not healthy last year. He had 4 different injuries listed on the injury report, and I think a bunch more that just were not listed. He was never quite himself from the start of the regular season on when he was hurt. You just didn't see that guy that you anticipated and you paid a lot of money to. I think you're going to see Montez Sweat, if he's healthy out there, be that disruptive, game-changing player that makes a difference for everybody involved. If Jalen Johnson's good to go for week one, and that seems to be the hope at least for this team, then you've got your full complement. You've got a good veteran group that has the kind of structure they wanted defensively. So I'm bullish on this defense. They seem to be showing it in practice here. I'm curious to see today because you're going up against an MVP in Josh Allen, and you know how good that guy can be and that offense can be. It's a real test for this group out here, but it's certainly a measuring stick, and I believe that this defense is up for the challenge.
Thanks for the update out there, Emma. We appreciate it. Did the planes get out to Lake Forest? Have you guys had any F-16s flying over the complex out there?
No, but of course I forgot about the air show yesterday and it scared the daylights out of me. So a Chicago summer tradition every August, that Thursday about 10 a.m., in this case it was about 1, I was walking to the red line heading out to WBBM, and I stopped in my tracks a bit as the Blue Angels flew right overhead.
All right, man, get back to practice. See what you could stir up out there. We could probably use another scuffle or something like that. Maybe a few bombs for Caleb Williams.
Get in a fight, Chris. Get in a fight.
Maybe something like that. Make it happen, will you?
I'll go after my counterpart, Sal Capaccio, with WGR, my Odyssey teammate here. We'll get something going.
Get out of here, man. That's Chris Emma. Chris Emma loves the Buffalo people. He loves him a Sal Capaccio. Why? Because Emma's Italian. It is so good to have you with us today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score on the Rahimi and Harris Show. The promise of a Friday in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago. We are at Gallagher Way right now. Rahimi and Harris. Layla is off today, so I am Mark Grody in for Layles today. The three of us will be back after a Bears game on Sunday.
I thought you were going to say the promise of a Cubs win for a moment. I started thinking of all the things you could promise us because you're very good at promising things.
The Cubs will win. The Bears will have a good joint practice today against the Buffalo Bills. Apparently there's a UFC fight at the United Center tonight. Somebody's going to get bloodied. I'm calling it right now. Somebody's getting bloodied, and we do have an air show going on. So we've got F-16s making their way.
Are the Savannah Bananas going to win?
The Savannah Bananas are making themselves present. They are here, too. I've seen them walking about downtown. That's the beautiful part about Chicago and downtown. You see the different clubs of people, whether they are sports people, like soccer fans going to Soldier Field last week, or the concert people. Like, I even saw the Goo Goo Dolls people walking around the other day. I didn't know they had people, but the Goo Goo Dolls have people.
Wow, shade that you just threw at the Goo Goo Dolls fans.
Highly successful band. Shout out Goo Goo Dolls.
All right, let's go back to football while we wait for hopefully Elise Miniker to come through for a couple of minutes. If not, we got plenty to talk about.
Got so much in a short show. We're out here at 12:45.
Because there is that joint practice going on, and Ben Johnson talked for the last time that he'll talk before the game on Sunday between the Bears, the Bills, and Bears. We want to remind you, all football talk on the Score presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And we know that Ben Johnson, he started this whole thing saying 70%.
That's what he wants out of his quarterbacks.
Do you think that's a fair standard?
I think that's a pretty lofty goal to set for your quarterback. I don't have a problem with lofty goals, but to think that that can be a standard might be a little bit lofty.
Is that one of those goals you set and say it's a lofty goal, and even if you don't reach it, you're still probably set up to do pretty well?
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's just go ridiculously high, and if you complete 66% of your passes, then you will have succeeded in your demand for QB1, number 18, Caleb Williams.
All right, well, so let's see if we can get – I don't know if it's going to be an update, but Ben Johnson did – he did talk about it because he was asked about Caleb Williams' accuracy issues.
In my opinion, it always starts with the feet. It doesn't matter what level you're at, but it always starts with the feet for a quarterback. And if you're not aligned properly from the ground up, then you're going to have inconsistencies with your target. So that's what we've been talking about, you know, and specifically for all right-handed quarterbacks, when you throw to a target that's moving from the right to the left, you typically throw it behind. And so you have to train yourself to make sure you're opened up enough to throw him to where he's going to be and not where he's at. And so that's something we talked about going into the summer break and something we still harp on. You can't get enough of that. You know, it takes a long time to develop habits. And so, you know, that's the starting point. I think he's got a very clean – he's got a beautiful throwing motion. I mean, that was ingrained into him at a young age, and I think that still shows up. So there's nothing mechanically wrong, but it's just all about the alignment and getting out in front of the target.
Man, I got to tell you, that is Ben Johnson, Bears head coach, talking about Caleb Williams and the accuracy issues that we have talked about and seen during training camp. Man, like the stuff about, you know, opening up enough and that if you're not, you're going to throw behind the guy and you need to anticipate where he's going to be. Like, it just dawned on me. Like, we've literally seen that.
That's what we've
literally
witnessed.
Have seen him throwing behind receivers on short passes. And I know he brought up the whole thing with to the left. That was Caleb Williams saying short passes to the left. I mean, I literally have seen that where he's thrown behind guys on short passes to the left. So it's just good to know that what the coach of the Bears is saying actually lines up with what a lot of reporters are seeing. And also Marshall saying that it starts with the feet. I don't know. Since he mentioned that first, do you think that that is the biggest thing that he's struggling with right now?
I think in Ben Johnson's eyes, it must be, because that was the first thing he said.
Yeah.
He said it starts with the feet. So something may not be quite there yet with Caleb Williams' footwork. And it's so funny because we keep talking about the good things, the reason why Caleb Williams was the number one overall pick, the wow things that he can do with the football in his hands as he goes out to deliver it. But if you can't make the very most basic throws consistently, you're going to be behind the sticks.
That's it.
you're going to be in third and long situations.
Right.
And one of the most exciting things about Ben Johnson is I know he'll go for it on fourth down. But that's when it's fourth and four and under. If it's third and eight and then fourth and eight, you can't go for it then. So you've got to be able to do the little things, and I just don't know if they're quite there yet. I have confidence they will get there in some way, shape, form, or fashion because Ben Johnson showed me he can scheme things up. I just don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be able to keep up. That's
right,
the question.
Right, and, you know, we always talk about it clicking for Caleb Williams, and I do believe that it's very much on the table, that it could click for Caleb Williams, that it could kick in. But there also is, I'm glad you brought up the Ben Johnson, that we are talking about Ben Johnson here. There still is the Ben Johnson part where he's got a lot of stuff up his sleeve, too. Like, we are seeing generic stuff for the most part, that he's got stuff up his sleeve, not just the Ben Johnson stuff, but the specific stuff that he knows he could take the ball from the 35-yard line to the red zone of the opposing defense with that quarterback. One has to depend on that being the case for Ben Johnson, or Ben Johnson is not worth what he was paid or is being paid to be brought in here.
I want to remind people, anything they've seen, heard, for the most part, to this point, as far as Ben Johnson as the head football coach of the Bears, it's been vanilla. And I'm not talking about vanilla bean. I'm not talking about French vanilla. I'm talking about old-fashioned vanilla. That's what we've seen. And we're gonna see some fudge ripple coming up
when
the season starts, okay?
Oh, could you give
Moose
me some,
tracks.
You know what? There's a Jenny's around here, isn't there? Give me a Jenny's butter cake pint of ice cream right now. Can you get it from Jenny's to right here? Before we bring on Elise Menaker, who is arriving and setting up at our desk here, she is from the Marquee Sports Network, let me give you this. It is time to give away tickets to Riot Fest. I do plan to be at Riot Fest, so we might get to hang out at Riot Fest. Caller 6 to the SCORE contest line right now, 312-540-0670, will win a pair of general admission tickets to see Blink-182, Weird Al Yankovic, Alkaline Trio, Rilo Kiley, The Pogues, and more at Riot Fest on Friday, September 19th. Callers 6 and 7. They really wanted to make that point. 312-540-0670. We keeping it right here. We are keeping it right here. We are glad to have at the 670 to the SCORE table inside the tent the one and only Elise Menaker from the Marquee Sports Network.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Elise.
I heard
how
you talking
doing?
About Jenny's ice cream. Oh, that sounds fantastic.
It does. On a hot day like today, more than wonderful.
Unfortunately, I have like a 5-game Jenny's ice cream hitting streak right now,
that's
as in I've
fantastic.
Had it every night for the
that
last
means you're
five.
You're killing it.
Yeah, that means
yeah.
That is a strong streak.
You need
streak.
To keep that streak going.
You know what it is? It's the days before the diet starts, so I'm going all in right now, man.
It's always the day before the diet starts.
It is always the day before the diet
setting
starts.
The bar. I love that we got you straight out of the manager media.
Yes, I'm sorry. Everything is running behind schedule today.
No, it's fine.
Today.
With Craig Counsell, because that means we get fresh info. Yeah. What was your biggest takeaway from what you heard from Craig Counsell today?
So definitely a theme is talking about the offense. I mean, I started off asking him about a question about Pete Crow Armstrong because we know that, you know, he just had a day off and now coming back and he's been struggling, as a lot of guys have been on this offense. And so just getting input there on the conversations that you have with a younger player like him. And in general, like, what's the message to this offense? And I think one of the things that I really appreciate about Craig Counsell is nothing really changes. And maybe it's not what fans want to hear because you think in a time like this, like, no, things have to change. Like, they need to be better. But I appreciate that you trust the guys who you have in your lineup every day, that they're going about their process. At this time, you have to be very process-oriented. Yes, you want results. That's what he's saying. Like, of course we want results. This is a result-oriented business. But in order to get the results, you have to focus on what makes me the best player each day. And so that's really just the focus. And you just really try to hyper focus on that and trust that the results will come. So I would say that was generally, you know, the questions, just how do you change what's happening? And, you know, I think Craig is just saying this is a baseball season and it will change.
No doubt about it. And there is enough evidence to show that the Cubs can hit the ball. And, you know, we talked about his matter of whether you believe that the Cubs are this version of offense or what they have been for the most of the season, which was really good. At least, you know, just looking through the Cubs lineup today, we talked a little bit about it. You have Bush leading off, Suzuki batting second, playing right field. Kyle Tucker is your DH today, batting third. Ian Happ is the left fielder, batting cleanup here today. Pete Crow Armstrong batting fifth, playing center field. And it's Horner at second, Swanson at short. Shaw is batting eighth right now, and McGuire will be catching in this game. A couple of changes. We talked about Matt Shaw earlier and how hard he's hitting the ball right now. He gets moved up one spot. Do you, like Marshall, think he deserves a shot to be moved up even higher in the lineup at this point?
It's funny because Jesse Rogers, right at the end of the availability, asked about Matt Shaw. Like, hey, is it a consideration that maybe, you know, he's not hitting ninth? And he said, yes, it has been a thought. But also, like, he's also earned his way into opportunities, like not getting a day off against Max Scherzer. Hey, you've earned the right. You're in there. You're playing. I get it. He left the game. He was on deck. He didn't get that at bat. And that's kind of what Counsell was saying. I understand. And that's when he said it has crossed our minds. But right now, you just at least want him in there consistently because he has earned that right. So I think I'm someone where, especially with a younger player, I get the conversation. I also think you don't need to do it like immediately and always just react, like, you know, catch them while they're hot. Because sometimes I think when someone's going well, leave them, let them be. Like, you don't need to like totally overhaul. He clearly has a good process. He feels comfortable in what he's doing. He's definitely gained a lot of confidence. And so, like, maybe moving up that slot, we see that. There's little things along the way, little steps that maybe you get too higher in the lineup, but you also have a lot of good hitters in this lineup that when they're hitting, we know what they can do. And it's just because Matt Shaw right now is the hottest hitter really on the team that you want to see him getting more at bats. But I with the younger player, I don't just jump right away. Like, let him kind of be.
So I was looking maybe 7-6 hole today, but obviously he goes up to the 8 hole.
Sure.
That's fine. I'm looking right now, and I'm seeing Ian Happ in the cleanup spot, and I know he had a frustrating day at the plate yesterday. This just looks to me like this is his guy. This is who he has the confidence in to hold it down if he's going to put him in the cleanup spot on a day like this.
I think there's a lot of positives about Ian Happ and the at-bats that he can give you. One, he's really under control. I mean, you know, he sees pitches. He'll take his walk. He's got some power in there, and he can find a way to get on base through all of that. And so and he's the switch hitter, right? So he can go right or left. So there's matchups that, you know, you can work to your advantage. I just think right now you're trusting the guys who have been there and done that. You often hear managers or players or people say, you look at the back of the baseball card. You trust that. You see what they've done. Like, at some point, these guys, it might not happen all at once. And it might be little by little and a guy here and there. But they're waiting for that one moment. And who's to say that it's not an Ian Happ? Who's to say that it's not a Dansby Swanson, especially a Kyle Tucker? You're waiting him to really get back to maybe the guy that we were seeing earlier on is as amazing as that was, or just somewhere in between where, you know, because we can even see the frustration from him right now.
No doubt.
So, I mean, yeah, I think that right now you're going with the guys who, you know, you see that they've done it. They can be that guy, and there's no reason to believe they can't be that guy again.
Last thing for you, Elise, before we let you go do your full-time work with the Marquee Sports Network. And we appreciate you stopping by the 670 The Score tent out here in Gallagher Way on the Rahimi and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody, filling in for Layla. What did you think of Owen Casey's debut, and were any questions asked about him today in terms of how he's going to be used? Is he just being given you're a rookie kid, you get the day off? Is it the matchup? Was Craig asked about Owen Casey at all today?
He was, yes. So another good question. And he's saying it's a day-to-day thing.
Okay.
And it is difficult because you have such a good outfield and you even have Suzuki or a rotation there, you know, between Kyle Tucker, PCA, and Happ and the four of those guys. So you want him to get time, but also you're trying to find the spots where he can get that time as well. So it'll be a balanced thing, something they play day to day. I really liked what I saw from him yesterday. A common conversation around Owen Casey when he's coming up through the minors, his strikeout rate. He strikes out a lot. I've never really had an issue with that because of how hard he hits the ball. A lot of the times you have the slug and the power that he has, it will come with strikeouts. I talked to Owen before the game today and he's kind of saying like, yeah, with my swing, it's also just kind of going to be there, and he accepts that. He doesn't accept a high strikeout rate, but he accepts that but it's going to happen. Sometimes I will strike out. And I thought he looked really under control. I didn't think he looked overmatched. I thought that he looked confident and comfortable, actually, considering he was arriving to essentially his home ballpark that he grew up in. And I didn't see a guy who was flailing at a ball. And because you think high strikeout rate, he's going to be swinging at some pitches that you're like, why are you swinging at that? I didn't see that at all. So I liked what I saw from Owen Casey, and I was really happy for him to get that debut.
Elise, what will you be doing today? You pregame?
I'm sidelined.
You're sidelined?
You're actually, you'll see me on Cubs Live. I've got a breakdown of Casey, and we're going to go through the bats and talk about, you know, what we saw.
That is awesome. I make sure, like, love watching Cliff Floyd. Cole Wright is the best. Does he have his pickles? Is he good? He's got lots of pickles.
He
likes a lot of pickles. I appreciate that about him. Elise Menaker of the Marquee Sports Network, thank you for stopping
by. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being patient.
Absolutely.
Behind schedule.
You're giving us fresh information.
We're dealing with a couple veterans. We know how timing goes.
You're absolutely right.
Pre-game in just about every single sport that exists. So thank you to Elise Menaker. Thank you for everybody gathering here at Gallagher Way here for the Cubs and the Pirates. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show. I'm Mark Rohde in for Layla. Coming up next, we got to get to it quickly, man. Five on it.
It's going to be rapid fire.
Five on it. Rapid fire, five on it. Next on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.